on the Chad Hesty Show, News Talk 790 KFYM. I believe we are supposed to visit with David Dewhurst at some point here in just a little bit. I think they're calling in right about now. 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. As we've been covering Election Day here on the program and visiting with quite a few of the different candidates that are out there. And visiting right now with a Republican candidate seeking re-election for Lieutenant Governor, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. Lieutenant Governor, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Chad. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time today. Tell folks, if re-elected, and this has been a back-and-forth campaign here, but if re-elected as Lieutenant Governor, what are some of your priorities going into the next legislative session?
Well, Chad, I think you agree with me. Texans care about low taxes, strong education, safe communities. And that's why I've led over the last 7 years in securing and appropriating $800 million to secure our border. We've already run one empirical exercise, and we shut down the border from the Gulf of Mexico to Laredo, legal immigration, drugs, human trafficking. People care about their taxes and their property taxes. As you remember, back in 2006, 2007, I cut local school property taxes. When my opponent talks about cutting property taxes, that's impossible because the cities and the counties control it. But what you can do, it is possible to lower the property tax rates. And that's what I did before, about 7 years ago. And I've been talking the last two years, about coming back next year, cutting local school property taxes again by hopefully as much as $7 billion a year, one-third, which will cut your property taxes by about a quarter. And then, Chad, I want to push through a appraisal cap. Right now, if we had an appraisal cap on what I've done as Lieutenant Governor, keeping our spending below inflation and population growth, you'd have a 60% cut in the appraisal appreciation of your house each year, and that's huge. I want to make sure that people know that we want personal responsibility, and that's why I was proud that I was able to pass a bill last year, Chad, that provided for drug testing for Texans that are receiving unemployment benefits. But I want to pass a second one this year that applies to people on welfare. If we're going to help you out, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure that this is a safety net short term, you're getting back on your feet, and you're not staying at home playing video games and doing drugs. I think that's what the people of Texas want. And so keep cutting taxes, cut property taxes through your local school property taxes. It takes a lot of work. It's harder than a soundbite. It took me a year and a half to do it in 2006 and 2007 of negotiating with the House, negotiating with the governor. But it's meat and potatoes. It's what people want. And it keeps this state conservative, pro-growth, and jobs being created. And that's what I want.
Visiting with Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst seeking re-election in tonight's run. Well, seeking re-election, and tonight you have the runoff election in the Republican primary. You brought up border security, and your opponent, Dan Patrick, has brought up border security, saying that you have not done enough, that you've cut money when it comes to border security. Is he wrong on that?
Ladies and gentlemen, nobody likes back and forth. I don't like back and forth. Let me just give you the facts. In the runoff election, I've run 21 TV and web YouTube videos that are all positive. 21. I've had two ads, and only two ads that were educational, where we simply quoted from the newspapers to give people more of an insight into Dan Patrick. In our debates, it frustrates me. Dan Patrick, and I told you, all my ads are just quotes from newspapers. But in his three or four different ads, there's no reference like I do below what he says. I put a reference below what I say because they're quotes from newspapers. But he has said, I think, 9 or 10 things, all of which are untrue. And that business about not funding border security, I mean, he makes up things. Last year, he and the Democrats pushed out of our Senate finance a first draft of a budget. and it contained a record amount of spending for public education, 3.4. All right. So he voted for it. Then 5 months later, on the final passage, Chad, I had cut $750 million out of the budget. I thought it was too much. It was inflated when it came out. So I cut $750 million, and including, I cut it more than $750 million because I added $122 million, $122 million of additional funding for our border. And he claims I cut it. The facts are stubborn, ladies and gentlemen. If I wasn't the strongest fiscal and social conservative that you know, certainly in the country, our economy would look like California's, and we're growing at three times the rate they are.
Well, I want to ask you about it, and I asked another candidate about this earlier on, because you've brought up numerous times you're a strong conservative, you've brought up endorsements from conservative organizations, conservative candidates, conservative lawmakers who are out there. Paul Burka wrote last night, didn't do you any favors, Paul Burka wrote last night that you're much more of a moderate in this race. Number one, is that a bad thing, being a moderate? Number two, do you agree with that picture that he painted, that you're much more of a moderate than a conservative?
Paul is a little bit out of it, I think. I haven't seen him writing much, and I don't know who he's talking about. Dan Patrick, my opponent, has said many times that he agrees with me 98% of the time. Now, Chad, for all you husbands that are listening today, my wife doesn't agree with me 98% of the time. But Dan Patrick has said over and over again, he agrees with me 98% of the time. So this isn't about who's more conservative. We're both real conservative. When David Dewhurst has cut your taxes 54 times for almost $16 billion, when David Dewhurst has cut your spending and kept spending below 11% below inflation and population growth, when I have fought and passed, every redistricting bill. Chad, you know, and you might be able to give your viewers some background, the legislature is designed to kill bills, not pass them. So every tough conservative bill, I've had to carry over the goal line like a fullback, beat up and bloody. I've had to carry it over, whether it was photo voter ID that I had to work on for 6 years, pass it twice in a row before the House passed it, whether it was passing anti-sanctuary cities, anti-groping bills, additional funding for our kids, Jessica's Law to punish child predators. Jessica's Law in the country. Tort reform, loser pay, on and on. There's not anyone. My legislative accomplishments are voluminous compared to the skinny accomplishments of my opponent, who was called by one of the leading, who was called in a study last year, the least effective senator in the Texas Senate. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you what Rice University said in their study. But he's a good speaker. He's a bright guy, but he's not effective. And we're at a crossroads, ladies and gentlemen. With our population growing some 1,200 people a day, with our population doubling over the next 40 years, with us needing to double our water supply, our lane miles, and our electricity, I'm proud of the leadership that I have provided in all these areas, whether it's securing our border. Now Governor Perry and I are working to go ahead and get the funding to do it 24/7, shut down the border year in and year out and send Barack Obama the bill. I'm proud of the work I did on drafting our water bill, Prop 6. Thanks for voting for it, because this bill will provide the funding, short-term funding, build the water projects, and then the cities, counties, and the river districts pay us back with interest, and we will relend it to the next borrower. But that will enable us to build $50 billion worth of projects over the next 50 years, double our water supply. We're moving this state forward. I want to make sure that our education system continues to improve, and we don't have children trapped in failing schools, where in the inner cities, we've got as high as a 50%+ dropout rate. I want to keep Texas moving forward, driving forward, so that we've got jobs and opportunities. I'm a poor boy that grew up. Dad was killed by a drunk driver. Mother worked as a secretary. And I'm only able to sit here and talk to you because I had some success in business, and I've had a lot of success as your lieutenant governor. I haven't had this success. The members have had this success. And my goal is, if the legislature is doing the right thing and you're benefited, that's what I want. And so, but I want to make sure that there's opportunity for everyone out there. That's where I'm coming from, Chad.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, I want to ask you about this. In the last interview we had, you agreed, in a way, with Dan Patrick that it was leadership, different leadership styles, that was the main difference between the two of you. Let me ask you this. If Dan Patrick were to win, and become the next lieutenant governor, if he were to win, over Letitia Vandepoot, what kind of leadership do you think would he bring, to the Senate, to the next legislative session, and would it be a detriment to the process?
Well, I can easily answer your last question, but I'm hesitating. Let me share with you, folks, my observations on his style, and you make up your own mind. I'm a listener. I pride myself on being a listener. People that know me, ask Bob Duncan. I'm a listener. Ask Kent Hance. I'm a listener. But I like to listen to people and then respond. My opponent is a talk show host. You're 327 times more of a listener, Chad, than he is. You listen. At the end of the day, the only way that you can empower people and get the best out of them is to listen and respect them. And respect is something that I feel very strongly about. I work for you, ladies and gentlemen. I respect you and your opinion. That is not the rap on Dan Patrick. You've got to realize, as Lieutenant Governor, that you're not a dictator. You have the power you have by the willingness of the senators to give flexible and permissive rules to the lieutenant governor. I'm concerned that if Dan Patrick were elected, the rules would change. You wouldn't have a strong lieutenant governor who couldn't do exactly what I've been describing, carrying every controversial bill over the goal line. Not every time, even on a conservative bill, do I have all of the Republicans. And because of the senator's own rules, the two-thirds rules, with 19 Republicans, when you need 21 votes, you're going to have to talk some one or two Democrats into voting with you. And that takes some skill, which I haven't seen. Also, none of these bills are simple. They're not a two Senate soundbite. I just gave you the two examples. On cutting your local school property taxes by a third, lifting $7 billion, $7.1 billion to be exact, off your shoulders and putting it on the state's shoulders, reducing your local school property taxes by a third, took me a year and a half of very complex negotiations with the House, with the Speaker, with the Senators, with Governor Perry, before we had an agreement and we could pass it. On the photo voter ID, it took 6 years, passing it twice in a row before we got the House to pass it. These are complex issues, and I am the only career business person elected statewide. I'm a business person. I grew up telling the truth. I believe our campaign has been a campaign of truth. 21 spots, all positive, 2 education, all of them true. They're just quotes from the newspapers versus untrue attacks by my opponent. I don't think that's good at the end of the day for Texans. I believe in transparency. That's why I released my federal income tax returns, I think, back to 2009 and 2008. Just like Commissioner Todd Staples did. Just like Commissioner Jerry Patterson did. But Dan Patrick isn't going to release his. We've been calling for him to release him for 2 months, Chad, and he's not going to do it. And people come up to me and say, well, what's he hiding? I said, I don't know. What's he hiding? How are you going to be able to judge whether someone has the financial acumen to be able to properly, with integrity, be involved in the budget process. That's $95 billion a year. $95 billion. Don't you want to know something about that person? Don't you want to know something about their financial ability? I mean, all of my records, I mean, all of my income tax returns have been public for the last 6 years, 7 years. So at least you can look at them. You can make up your mind about David Dewhurst, but there's no insight whatsoever into Dan Patrick.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, appreciate your time today. We've got to get going. Again, appreciate you taking a little time to give us a call.
Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, please vote. It's raining all over the state of Texas. I see it's sunny out in your area, but please vote. Yesterday was Memorial Day. I've got friends who died fighting for this country, and part of that so that we all have the right to vote. Please vote. Regardless of who you vote for, please vote. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Bye-bye.
We'll take the break. We'll wrap it up when we come back.